Thank you, Sister Janice. Hope he's precious to you tonight. Amen. You get in trouble when you get to the place where he's no longer precious. Amen. Right. Take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to Genesis chapter number 13. Genesis chapter number 13. Now, men, I want you to look up here tonight, and I want you to listen real good. Today's Father's Day, and that's a good thing that God had enough favor in you to allow you to raise a child. The Bible said children are a heritage of the Lord. In other words, they're a gift from God. Amen. God has entrusted something very important in your life. And let me just say something to you. We're living in a day where mamas are raising kids by themselves. And let me just tell you something. That can be done. Let me say it again. That can be done. I'm a child of a single parent home. It can be done. It's harder than what it should be. It puts undue burden on a wife or a mother. Y'all all right? I'm just trying to say to you tonight that men, when God gives us these children, He gives with us a responsibility to teach them and to train them and to raise them. In other words, guys, it's in our lap. Amen. Thank God for mama. Amen. But you love to bark about being the head of the household. To whom much is given, much will also be required. Amen. You want the title of boss. Amen. You want to tell your wife to subject herself. But buddy, such times we need to step up and be daddy. There's times we need to step up and be husbands. In Genesis chapter number 13, got a very familiar story. And I'm just going to pick up reading. Let me see where I'm going to start reading. Let's see. This is a story of Abraham and Lot. How many of you familiar with it? Say amen. Amen. Let's look at verse number 5. The Bible said, "And Lot also, which went with Abraham," or Abram, "had flocks and herds and tents." Now you remember God told Abram to get up out of his place, from his home, from his kindred, and go to a place that he'd tell thee up. God told Abraham to go. I don't believe God ever told Lot to go. I don't believe God ever told Lot to go. Sometimes when God tells somebody to go, doesn't mean he's telling you to go. Amen. I don't think Lot should have ever left where he was, but he did. And Lot went with Abraham. And the Bible said in verse 6, "And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together." Stop again. They were successful. Whether it was God's will that Lot go or not, evidently God had blessed. Sometimes I think that maybe God had blessed Abraham or Abram, and he had blessed Lot because of Abram. Amen. Do you ever feel like you've been blessed because of someone else? I grew up in a blessed home. We were poor, but we had everything we need. Never no serious problem. Hey, that wasn't on account of my goodness. It was my praying mama. I was blessed on her account. Amen. Are you okay? I believe Lot was blessed on Abram's account. Do you understand that? Where'd I stop? In verse number 6. "The land couldn't bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so they could not dwell together." Now watch this. "And there was strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren." Now there's the adult thing to do there. There's the spiritual thing to do there. Listen, just to save our relationship, let's go our separate ways. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I would rather me and you be friends. I would rather our family relationship stay intact. That's right. Amen. He said, because we be brethren. He said, is not the whole land before thee? He said, separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt, take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, I'll go to the left.
And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. And Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. I'm going to read verse 13, and we'll stop right there. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Let me read it again. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Keep your Bibles out. We're going to reference some verses here in just a minute. Now, we've got two men in this story. We've got two men in this story that supposedly believe the same thing, Brother Freddie. They sacrificed to the same God. They believed in Jehovah God. They wasn't worshiping Baal. They were making the sacrifice. I believe Lot was supposedly rooted and grounded in what he said he believed. But we see the life of two men, two fathers, whose lives go in totally separate directions that started out in the same place. They started out in the same place, but wound up drastically different. I thought about Abraham and Lot as I thought about men in our church who started out in the same place, in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching Baptist church with the right doctrine and the right standards and the right this and the right that, and we see men who have wound up in totally different directions. I've seen men who have started in this church over these 18 years. I've seen men who have started out for God and they're still going strong, and now their children are serving God and they're going strong. Brother, I believe that's God's will. I believe it's God's will that we find our place in the body of Christ and we stick there like a hair in a biscuit and say, by the grace of God, I shall not be moved. Amen. I see men that have also started out the same way with just as much fire and just as much zeal, and you couldn't find them tonight with the FBI. Some of them's children have never heard a clear presentation of the gospel. And there they sit claiming to be saved, born again, and on their way to heaven. Something in my heart makes me wonder. I'm not judging whether or not they're saved, but if you claim you're saved and you've got children that are growing up in this old wicked world and you're not concerned enough that your children hear the gospel and know Christ, I wonder if you ever really heard the gospel. Amen. Man, I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. And there ain't nothing worth chancing my child dying and going to hell for. Amen. I'm going to have him under Bible preaching. I'm going to have them girls under Bible preaching somewhere, whether it's me doing it or not. But if you're not careful, hey, there may be some Abrahams in here tonight, but there also may be some Lots. Abraham said, and I'm not going to re-preach that old sermon, but Abram told Lot, separate thyself. You remember what messed Lot up? Lot did okay as long as he was under Uncle Abraham's wings. But when he had to stand on his own two feet and make the own decisions for his life, he wasn't spiritually ready. And the decisions he made ruined their entire family. Amen. How many of you dads want to get to heaven and God say you did a good job? When it comes to your wife and your children, you did a good job, son. I'm proud of you. I'm pleased. Here's a reward for being a good husband and a good father. I want that, don't you? I don't want to stand before the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ and him go, you blew it. I gave you three beautiful children. You blew it. You're going to heaven when you die, but they're going to bust hell wide open because you wouldn't stay with the stuff. I'm afraid sometimes if we're not careful, our children pay the price of our sin. Let me say that again. If we're not careful, our children will pay the price for our sin. Of course, your sin won't go unpunished either. But understand what I'm saying. A lot of times they're the one reaping. I've seen it over and over. I could name names tonight, but I'm a little more gracious than that. I could give you a list about this long where some of them who left here when the children were little hadn't heard preaching since. Dad, that's on you. And Daddy, that's on me. you need to understand we've got a contrast of two dads here. And they're night and day. They're white and black. They're salt and pepper. Y'all understand what I'm saying? They're light and darkness. One turns out great. One turns out a mess. They both know the same thing. They both names wind up in the New Testament. They both believe the same thing. Amen. Listen, me and you believe in the same thing ain't worth a dime if we don't live the same thing. Amen. You say it again. Me and you believing the same thing, shouting about the same thing, singing about the same thing, praising the Lord about the same thing, come to the altar and praying about the same thing, it ain't worth a dead fly if we do not live the same thing. We okay tonight? I ask you four questions tonight as a father to consider in your life. And we'll go to the house. Number one, where are you looking? Where are you looking? I have to wonder sometimes about, we had Abraham and we had Lot. And the Bible said in chapter 13, verses 6 through 13, that Lot beheld the well-watered plain of Jordan, which included Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot looked to the world. What was Lot thinking about? Lot was thinking about making money. Lot was thinking about what was best for his business. Y'all stay with me. Would you agree? Listen, they were ranchers. They were cattlemen. They had herds. When you have herds, you're looking for grass. You're looking for water. You're looking for what will sustain your animals and multiply your herd and make you richer and richer and richer and richer. Lot was looking at this thing as in what's in it for me. He never stopped to consider what it would cost him to rear and raise his children in a land where the Bible said the men were wicked. Y'all okay? He never stopped to consider what it would do to his family. He never considered the outcome. All he considered was what Lot could get out of it. Sometimes financial gain is just not worth it. Let me say it again. Sometimes financial gain is just not worth it. I believe with all my heart, Abram looked toward the will of God. That's all that mattered to him. He wanted what God wanted. You know what I believe? I believe God blessed Abraham's cattle. I believe he blessed Abram's cattle on rocky ground before he blessed Lot's cattle on good ground. What are you looking to tonight? What are you looking to? What are you looking to rear your children? Y'all all right? What are you looking to? You looking to the church? I think it's a good place to raise a family. Amen. Well, I've got to get my children involved in sports. Okay. But don't replace what's more important for activities. Amen. I've seen people get completely out of church over the New Georgia Ruitan. Don't die on me now. They get involved. I mean, it's seasonal. They're playing baseball. They're playing basketball. They're wrestling. What else is there now? Now they got soccer, that communist sport, and they're playing that. And then they got what else is there? Football. Oh, yeah, forgot all about football, the God of America. I forgot all about that. And they get their kids all wrapped up in that. Oh, but one day my kid's got an athletic ability. Do you know how many millions are out there with an athletic ability? I want my kid to be able to make it someday. Chances of your kid making it are slim and none. Y'all okay? Chances are you may have one inmate. It's God's will for one of them to do it. They'll do it. I'm just going to tell you right now, it ain't God's will for you to forsake him because your child has a little athletic ability. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? Listen, man, my son's in here tonight. My son's a good musician. My son can play the mandolin, play the strings off a pretty good guitar player, got a pretty good voice to sing, and has a talent to write music. I would rather hear him stand up here and sing "What Manner of Man Is This" on the guitar he stole from me than to hear him on the Grand Ole Opry. Are you listening to me? Living in a mansion in Nashville, Tennessee. I'd rather know that he is serving God with his life and scratching and scrimping to pay his bill, and to know that he's right with his wife and their hearts are entwined with one another and God is at the helm and at the head of their household, than I had him be the most famous country music singer in the world. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I thought about Brother Harold Rochester. That does my throat good. I thought about Brother Harold Rochester. He's raised two of the most talented children. Really three. Y'all never met Brady Rochester. But Ben and Becky. Ben is one of the most sought after musicians in the bluegrass gospel, or even a bluegrass industry, period. He's on more people's CDs just doing the, what do you call that, studio work, that kind of thing. Ben could go anywhere and do anything. Just like that at the drop of a hat. He could be on the Grand Ole Opry next week. Did you know he won't even sing anywhere unless the church sign says Baptist on it out in front? You backing up? Now listen, last year, I forgot what you call the awards, it's big time. IBMA, that's the International Bluegrass Music Awards. Now, I ain't talking about just all gospel singers, I'm talking about bluegrass, period. There's little old Ben and Becky, instrumentalist of the year, out of thousands. Won't sing anywhere but in a Baptist church. Won't sing in a bluegrass festival. Won't play music that is not totally God-centered. There's little old Becky, female vocalist of the year, 3 years in a row. Listen, that all started with an old man who made a decision for his wife and children. We're not seeking fame and glory. We're seeking the will of God for our life. And after all these years of singing and playing and being a blessing and preaching in these little old churches all over the country, never asking for a dime, only what a love offering would give them, raising their family on an old diesel bus, homeschooling their children, now God is saying, look a-here, look a-here, look a-here. Hey, world, you're giving it all you've got. You've got the money, you've got the booze, you've got all this, but I got two little old young'uns right here that just want to honor and glorify me. I see to it, they get the award. By the way, they're up for it again this year. Ben won the, I don't know why I'm talking about them. Ben won, I'm just talking about where you're looking, guys. If you look right, it'll pay off after a while. If you look in the right direction, I promise you it'll come back to you. I wonder, Brother Harold and Miss Joyce, Brother Fred, they're getting on up in years. But I wonder as they sat in that auditorium year before last, Ben won Song of the Year. You know what it was? I'm a soldier bound for glory. I'm a soldier going home. Come and hear me tell my story. All who love the Savior come. That was the bluegrass song of the year. It's not categorized gospel, bluegrass, bluegrass. That was the bluegrass song of the year. I wonder if Brother Harrow went, I guess it's all right. I bet he's sitting there elbowing Sister Joyce going, I'm glad we stayed with it. I'm glad we didn't follow the temptations that came along with this. I'm glad we stayed with God. Amen. Y'all okay? Where are you looking, men? Do not look to this world. It's ideology. It'll mess you up. It'll wreck your home. Listen, you're better off poor with Jesus in your heart than living on the golf course down here in whatever that is, Mirror Lake. Hey, on the 19th hole, 18th hole, whatever it is. You're better off in a single wide trailer with God in your heart. We okay tonight? I'm trying to help us, men. Please listen to me. Where are you looking tonight? Amen. This world does not have the answer. Somebody slid under my office door a CD while I was going off vacation. I slid it on my desk, couldn't pay much attention. Started to go home this afternoon, I picked it up. On the top it said Levi Wyatt. On the bottom it said Souvenirs from Calvary. And I said, I'm not tooting my horn and I don't have one to blow. And I stuck that CD in my CD player going home. I said, Lord, I'm glad we kept looking the right way. My boy could be anywhere doing anything. There he is, God lifting you up. And he's doing it just like I've tried to do it all these years. I'm telling you, it'll pay off, it'll pay off, it'll pay off, it'll pay off. If you'll just keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You look unto this world, it'll give you exactly what it has to offer. Destruction. You look around at this crowd. I'm talking about the country music crowd. I'm talking about the Hollywood crowd. You look around to ones that's got the cash and got the dough. They ain't happy. Just go through the grocery checkout line. They ain't happy. They hate one another's guts. They trade wives more than I trade cars. What is it? They ain't happy. Every one of them has a shrink on their payroll. Every one of them. Is that what you want? You want a handful of pills to get up every day and a handful of pills to go to bed every night? Let me tell you, a pill you need is just the gospel. Amen? You get you a good dose of Jesus, hang on and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? Second question. Where are you living? Where are you living? Let me tell you something. Going to church and living for God are two totally separate things. Y'all all right? Well, listen to me carefully. In our pews this morning. Now, I'm just guessing. I don't know it for a fact. But as many as was here this morning, it's pretty full. Chances are there's a fornicator or two in here. An adulterer. No, not in church. Oh, yes. There's probably somebody here smoked some dope last night. Probably somebody here was in a bar last night, but is in church this morning. You say, I don't want to go to church where there's people like that. There ain't one. Let me tell you something. I've been in this thing now. I'm not wet behind the ears anymore. I've been in this thing long enough, I can say what I'm about to say with authority. I'm not the young squirt anymore. It's amazing when you preach where you grew up, you're always going to be the kid. I'll be 48 years old this year, and I'm still little Eddie, amen? You don't know how many children I've seen get out of high school and go buck wild. And it's because they see moms and dads living a double life. People say, you raise them kids and make them go to church all the time, they're going to grow up and hate church. No, it ain't church that turns them against church. It's mom and daddy that turns them against church. You better listen to me. Get a good bulldog grip on this thing. If you don't live out there what you say you are in here, your children will rebel against God. You know why? Because they'll grow up with this thought. It ain't real. It ain't real. If my daddy, who is my hero, is a fake, they all a bunch of fakes. That's right. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Where are you living? Well, we're faithful in church. Well, are you faithful at home? Do you leave here saying, God bless you, preacher, we're praying for you, and then get in your car and call your wife a dirty four-letter word? Don't die on me. Cuss each other like a bunch of yard dogs. And then whoop your kid because he lets one slip. I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. Well, we're going to douse yours with Clorox, honey. far as I know, that boy sitting right there, my daughters are in the nursery with my wife, that boy sitting right there has never heard me cuss his mama. Am I right? Never. He's never seen me come to church in these 19 years and be good to everybody else and go home and bash on them. Not, again, I'm not bragging on myself. This is, I'm the best illustration I know because I know it intently. Where are you living? Makes a big difference in how your children turn out. Where are you living? Do you love God at home? I'm not talking about like these preachers and they're a bunch of goofballs, in my opinion. Talk about how they're so godly, they cut grass in their suit. They're stupid. I could name names. Bless God, I wear my suit in the deer stand. This thing? I'm freezing to death, but I'm right with God. That's some stupidest stuff I've ever heard. I'm not talking about do you walk around all holy and spiritual all the time. But are you basically the same thing here as you are at home? You don't know how many teenagers sat across from my desk in 19 years desk and said, you just don't know what daddy's like when he ain't here. I ain't asking you how you live in here. Everybody's right with God here. Oh, yeah, everybody. Whoa, hallelujah, glory to God. Woo! Give us the deep things of God. Oh, yes, my brother. Yes, we're all right with God right here. But we don't live right here. We're here a couple of 3 hours a week, and that's about it, friend. You get to put on your Jesus, if that's who you are, about 3 times a week. The rest of the time, you're old wicked cuss. I wonder sometimes, I grew up in church, been there all my life. I wonder sometimes some of these children, some of these wives, see their husband and their daddy worshiping, praising God in church, they don't go, who is that? That the same mouth that was cussing mama out yesterday? That same mean old cuss that was knocking me around last night? Don't die on me. I'm telling you, it makes a big difference where we're looking. And it makes a big difference where we're living. Now, I'm not one of these that's going to put a bunch of junk on you that you can't live up to. But are you at least trying to be at home what you are here? Amen. I'm not throwing a bunch of rules on you. I don't care if you got a TV or not, as long as you can control it. I don't care if you got the internet, as long as you can control it. I don't care if you got Facebook, as long as you can control it. Do you know we've got some in our church that can? We got some in our church that can't. That's just too much temptation for you and you can't handle it. Are you at least trying to be at home what you are here? Amen. Now, I hadn't put a lot of pressure on her later. I brag on my wife all the time. But you can ask that boy right there who grew up in my home. I treat her same way at the house as I do here. With respect. Y'all listening to me? I want her to know that what I got's real. I want my children to know that what I got's real. I want my children to know I love their mother. And I cherish their mother. Levi went with me to Alabama the other night and we standing on the front row and I was going to make sure my phone was off and on vibrating. As soon as you cut my phone on, it has Sister Angie's picture right there. I looked at that picture, I said, and I made a little comment. He said, Daddy, shut up. I'd rather gross him out than to hear him say, that heifer drives me crazy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all okay? Where are you living tonight, men? Are you living with Jesus in your heart? Or is he just somebody you bring to church? Lot chose to live in the world. Still had God in his heart, but he chose to live in the world. You can still have God in your heart and live in the world. Do you know that? Do you know you can have God in your heart and choose to live in the world and still be as faithful in church? Did you know that? But the people who know you best know what you really are. And it'll show forth in them one of these days. Sooner or later, your children will do what you do. Amen. Wow. I told you four questions tonight. Where am I looking? Where am I living? Number three, where am I leading? Where am I leading? Where am I leading my family? When it came time for Lot to leave Sodom, the place he chose to live, he couldn't even get his family out of town. He couldn't even get his family out of town. His wife wound up under the judgment of God and turned into a pillar of salt. An entire city was destroyed because of him. Y'all okay? He should have been able to lead his family out. If he'd have been living where he ought to have been living, he wouldn't have had to leave to start with. Are y'all okay? When Abraham came time for him to lead his son, he was compliant and obedient. Just a few chapters over in Genesis 22. One of the prettiest pictures of Calvary we've ever had in our Bible. When God said, Abraham, Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, unto the mountain that I'll tell thee of, and offer him there for a burnt offering. Abraham didn't argue. Come on, Isaac, we got to go. They took the asses and the fire and the wood. Halfway up the hill, he's leading his son. Halfway up the hill, Daddy, we've got the fire and we've got the wood. But where's the lamb? Abraham in faith said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. Well, there are two different kind of leadings there, isn't there? One's leading to the perfect will of God, and one's leading to the perfect rebellion from God. Hey, there's been times in my life where I've fought the will of God in my life and tried to go in the wrong direction. Y'all okay? I want to lead my family in the right direction. I'm thrilled today that my children are, two of them are married, one of them's grown. They could go to church anywhere they wanted, but they're still here. Amen. Thank you, son. Amen. That means something to me. I hope I've led them in the right direction. One of these days, I'm going to be gone. One of these days, you're going to be gone. One day, Abraham died. But there was somebody to carry on. Become a nation of many. Where are you leading your family? Nothing to thrill me more. Know that my sons and daughters, after I'm gone, are still doing the same thing. Amen. Preaching the same book. Amen. Loving people. Trying to keep people out of hell. Amen. I'd rather know I've led them in that direction than any other direction. Because in the end, that's the only direction that's going to count. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Where am I looking? Where am I living? Where am I leading? What is my legacy? What is my legacy? What am I leaving behind? What am I leaving behind? A
Lot left behind two nations that should never have been. Because of Lot's weakness of spiritual leadership in his family, he winds up drunk and sleeping with his own daughter. That's his legacy. When I think about Lot, that's what I remember. Is that what you remember? I think about the wife that was probably not such a wicked woman, but she followed her husband. That tells me that she did something right. Even though he was going in the wrong direction, she followed him. She was obedient. Then she got down there and fell in love with that crowd. The history of Lot's not a good story. What about the history of Abraham? A patriarch. Wow, when we think about Abraham, and we look what Abraham left behind. Are y'all listening? Because of what he left behind, we're here today. Amen. Man, I want to leave something good behind. Amen. Not a bunch of whoremongers, and I don't know, I hate to use ugly words, but I don't want to leave behind a bunch of wicked mess. Amen. I want a legacy. I hope someday, I'm just 47, be 48 in a few months, but you know, I don't know how long it's going to be. Maybe Jesus will come before then. And one of these days, y'all going to bury me if you'll stay around. Die on me now. It's a fact of life. It's appointed unto man wants to die. Amen. I pray that down the road, somebody will be sitting in church somewhere, whether it's here or somewhere else, and hear that boy preach and go, man, I shut my eyes, I hear his daddy. That'd be my legacy. I hope somewhere down the road they hear them girls sing and go, boy, makes me think about their daddy. Y'all listening? I'd rather that be my legacy than what I've attained, what I've built. I don't want my legacy to be Brother Eddie who built a big church. I thought that when I was younger, but now I realize that ain't what matters.
Yes.
What good is it if I build a good church and lose a big church and lose my own family? I'd rather, of course, I want to see people saved, but I'd rather not ever have to enter into a building program. This building stay the same size till the day I die, and know my children turn out right. I believe I'm going to be more held more accountable for that than I am how big this church got. I learned out a while ago it wasn't my job to build it anyway. The Lord said he'd build it.
Amen.
Where are you looking tonight? Paul said in Hebrews, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, you will not go wrong looking unto him to raise your family, to be a husband to your wife and a good dad to your children. You'll not go wrong looking unto Jesus. Don't let this world fool you. It doesn't have the answers. It doesn't have the answers. Brother Johnny Cash was telling me a few weeks ago about this, is it East Cobb, South Cobb, something Cobb baseball, Little League baseball. People are moving here from all over the country and buying homes in the area just so their children can play at that ballpark, because there's so many professional and college scouts that come to all their games. It's like a breeding ground for pros. Jason Hayward with the Atlanta Braves, the young black guy that just started last year, he moved all the way from Macon, Georgia. His family just packed up everything and moved just so he could play ball there. Now listen, you can get crossways with me if you want to, but that's silly. That's silly. Wonder how much prayer went into that. We okay?
I'm for playing ball. Don't get me wrong. I think kids ought to be kids and they ought to have a good time. Amen. I don't believe kids ought to sit behind a video game and drink Red Bull. I've never understood that. I'm done preaching. I'm just curious. Why do you need an energy drink when you don't do nothing? Whew, I need an energy drink. Brat's going to die of a heart attack time he's a teenager, amen? I'm not against your kids having fun. I love it. I love seeing them play ball. I do. I love to watch Brother Freddie. I went last year and watched him play basketball. I enjoy that. It's a blessing. But be careful. Be careful. This world's got a hook out there with the prettiest bait on it. And you'll bite it hook, line, and sinker. Yes, a lot of families move to that area so their kids can play ball. Guess many of them, how many of them really make it to the major league? Very, very few. And you know what they wind up with then? Their whole life's a disappointment. I lived my life to be a major league ball player. What am I going to do now? Looking unto Jesus. Put him first. He'll take care of all of those stuff. Where are you living? Where are you living? Does your children see basically the same person at home that they see here? Is that a hard question to answer honestly? Where are you leading? Which direction are you leading your family? Lastly, what's your legacy going to be? Let's stand to our feet tonight.